أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا. إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. This is the fourth incident that we will be discussing of Surah Al-Kahf. Remember, the first one was the trial of Aqeedah, belief, to be steadfast on one's belief, aqeedah, iman, and the persecution of those who were steadfast on the iman, the trials they went through. The second one was a story about the person who had two gardens, the trial of wealth. Yesterday we did on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam and Khadir alayhi salatu salam. There was a trial of knowledge, and today we'll be doing the trial of power. Dhul Qarnayn was a king of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a king that lived in this world. Allah ta'ala made him a king, very pious. He's known as Qarnayn. Qarnun in Arabic means a horn, Qarnayn, two horns. Ulama have given various interpretations. The simple explanation is that he traveled to the east and to the west, to the two sides, two horns. Allah gave him the ability to travel the east and the west. And some others have mentioned that he had two curly locks of hair. So because of that, he was known as Dhul Qarnayn. His conquests were quite extensive. Allah talks about the place where the sun sets, where the sun rises. So they were directed to far off lands in the eastern and western directions. He conducted his campaigns with great humility. And he treated his people, wherever he went, he treated them with justice. So he did not abuse his authority and power. He treated them with moderation, in a humanitarian manner. He came across a people settled in one town between two hills. They complained to him of some nomadic-like people who were living across the hills. And they would come and loot and plunder the entire village where these people were living. So between the two hills, they asked him to erect a huge wall, a solid wall, so that those people would not be able to now penetrate into this town. And so Dhul Qarnayn did so. So when he did all these things, he did not become conceited. He didn't brag about his expeditions and he's traveling through the east and west. Allah gave him all the means and power, and he directed all the power to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember yesterday Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu salam, when he said, I am the most knowledgeable of people, and Allah ta'ala disliked that. Allah wanted him to attribute the quality of knowledge to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Dhul Qarnayn, or in this incident, we see that he did attribute power and strength to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he spoke about his own weakness. In other words, he did not brag about the mighty conquest that he achieved, especially building this very, very powerful wall. So he was a righteous and just king. Again, ulama have given various different interpretations, who exactly was Dhul Qarnayn, which area, etc. We're not going to go into the academic discussion. My point here is just to bring about the important lesson that we can apply. And so the Mufassirin write that he reached the east and west, and conquered countries in between those areas, and he ruled there justly. Allah gave him all sorts of means and to achieve his objectives. And when he traveled to the east, to the west, and some of them say he went traveled also to the far north. And finally, when he builds this wall, it was cast in molten metal, and he made it possible for the people of that area to be free and safe from that nomadic type of people, and they were known as Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ, that they ask you about ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ, قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا, that I will explain to you, I will give you some information, I will recite to you some information about him. إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, surely we gave him strength. The word makkanna means to give somebody stability, strength. authority, force, power. So we gave him that strength, that power in the earth. And وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. So the word sabab means. So we gave him all the means to reach and to achieve his objective. فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. So he followed that way, he followed that means that Allah provided. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ. Until when he reached where the sun sets, in other words, to the west. He found a group of people there. وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئَةٍ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قُومًا. So he found a group of people and he found that the sun was setting in very muddy, swampy water, black in color. So these people, ذُلْقَرْنِينَ, went there, he preached deen, he invited them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, قُلْنَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنِينَ إِمَّا أَن تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا أَن تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا. So he says, oh, Allah ta'ala addresses him, ذُو الْقَرْنِينَ, either you punish or you take something good for them. تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا. ذُو الْقَرْنِينَ says, أَمَّا مَنْ ظَلَمَ. Oh Allah, the one who transgressed. In other words, he came to a people who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not believers. So he gave them da'wah, he invited them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chose this option that first let me invite them kindly. Let me explain to them the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If after giving them the invitation, if any person still wishes to transgress, in other words, he makes zulam, فَسَوْفَ نُعَذِّبُهُ, then we will punish him. And ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي, and then these people will be returned to their Rabb, فَيُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا نُكْرًا, and then Allah ta'ala will give them an evil punishment. But let me first, he opted to give them da'awat and invite them kindly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked this preference of Dhul Qarnayn. And therefore he is praised. Then, وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى. And the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does good deeds, then for him will be a beautiful reward. وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا. And we shall deliver to him of our command that which is easy. This is what Dhul Qarnayn mentioned. Then after that, Dhul Qarnayn now goes, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Thereafter he followed another path, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطْلِعَ الشَّمْسِ, until when he reached the east. وَجَدَهَا تَطْلُعُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ, he saw that the sun was rising upon such people. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهَا سِتْرًا. He found it rising over people for whom we did not make any cover against. So Dhul Qarnayn, Allah Ta'ala says, كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا. Thus it was, we encompassed in knowledge whatever he had with him. Dhul Qarnayn, again, the knowledge that we had given him, he gave them, he preached deen to them, and they also accepted his invitation. ثم أتبع سببا. So he went to the west, he went to the east, he propagated the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he used all the means. Obviously it must have taken a long while to do all those things. He established the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the east and the west. Then, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ, this is when he came to this place between two mountains. The word سَدٌ in Arabic means a mountain. وَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمَا قَوْمًا, he found that behind this mountain was a group of people. لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا, they could hardly understand anything. They were not so intelligent. They were not learned. They could hardly read and write. قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ, they explained to ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ in the way, إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, that these people, يَأْجُوجَ and مَأْجُوجَ, they are causing corruption, and they are plundering and looting, and they are destroying our homes and taking away our properties. فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَن تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا. So, if you build erect a wall between these two mountains, then we will give you something, we give you a revenue, we will give you a fee for doing this work for us. قَالَ مَا مَكَّنِّي فِيهِ رَبِّي خَيْرِ. He says, the authority and power and strength that Allah has given me is, but I don't need any remuneration, I don't require any fee from you. He didn't abuse his authority and power. This is a lesson for us, inshallah we'll discuss the lesson. Or when a person has got the ability, he's got all the strength, and Allah has given him plentiful, he's a very wealthy person, he's affluent, and he can help some people, And he knows that they are battling, they don't have the means, and they are in desperate need. So then he should offer his free services. Allah has given him plenty. He loses nothing in helping some human being. We talk about being humanitarian. Here, Dhulqarnain said, no, no problem. I won't take a single cent from you. Yes, what you can do is assist me with your labor and supply the materials. I won't take a single cent. So he says, فَأَعِينُونِي بِقُوَّةِ Assist me with your strength, with your labor. أَجْعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَهُمْ رَضْمًا And I will build a wall. Radmun means a wall between these two mountains. And then he explains, آتوني زبر الحديد. He says, bring me iron. حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قالا فخو. And until when he leveled this gap between the two mountains, then he said, blow, because they had to blow the molten copper. They had to make the copper hot. And they, so to blow, they, when they began to blow, they increased, they ignited this the copper, they made it very, very hot. آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا Until when he made it a fire, like a fire, قال آتوني, he says, قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا That bring it to me, then I will, and then he said, I will bring this, bring me molten copper and I will pour it upon this to make it firm. So this is how he built this wall. فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا And then he says that those people not able to climb this wall. They were unable, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj weren't able to make a hole into this wall. It was absolutely firm. It was solid. So for a long period of time it remained like this. Ya'juj and Ma'juj were trapped behind this mountain. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, inshallah we'll discuss who these people are. They actually come from the progeny of Yafith, who was the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهُ That ذو القرنين, when he built this wall, what did he say? It's not my doing, it's not my effort, not my power. This is the mercy of my Rabb. And, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي When the promise of my Rabb will come, جَعَلَهُ دَكَّى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it into smitherings. وَكَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي حَقَّى And the promise of my Allah is true. So, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the hadith has given explanation first on Dajjal, and we won't go into the details, but after the Dajjal is killed by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, after all that happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm going to send forth a group of men, a kind of men from amongst servants, belonging to me, whom no hands will dare fight. Nobody will have the la yadani la ahad. Nobody will have the strength to fight them. Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they are in great numbers. Great numbers. So when this will happen, Allah Ta'ala will tell Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, take your group of people, the believers, and you must go onto the mountain, the Mount Tur, use that as a sanctuary, a place of protection. Because Ya'juj and Ma'juj are now going to emerge, and that entire wall that was built very, very firmly by Dhul Qarnain will now collapse. This is the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes very, very worried, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. وَيْلُ لِلْعَرَبْ لِشَرٍ قَدْ اِقْتَرَبْ He says, destruction to the Arabs because of some evil that has come close. When he was asked, what did he say? فُتِحَتْ مِنْ رَدْمِ أَجُوجْ هَكَذَا This much has already opened from the wall that was built, trapping Ya'juj and Ma'juj. So already, that little bit of hole had already commenced. So these are all signs of Qiyamah. This will happen before Qiyamah. After Dajjal is slain, then you find that Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they will then emerge. And when they will come out, they will be in such a large number. The very first place will come is a place called Buhayra Tabariyah. This is on the side of Palestine, Sham, Syria, just on the borders of Palestine. So this is a very big lake. the number of Ya'juj and Ma'juj be so many that the first batch of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, when they will come, they will lick the entire lake dry. They will drink up all the water. That when the other batch of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the end, when they will come, and they will see perhaps there must have been water here some centuries ago. Years ago there must have been some water here. So this shows what a large group of people they will be. And they will cause corruption in the world. So Allah Ta'ala says that they will come down, مِن كُلِّ حَدَبِ يَنْسِلُونَ, and they will come hurtling down from every side. And the first wave of them will pass Buhayra Tabriya, they will drink everything from there. Then Rasulullah mentioned that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, they will take refuge in Mount Tur. And other believers will find sanctuaries in their own fortified places. Food supplies will be very scarce. To such an extent that the ox of an head will be more precious. It will be considered better than possessing 100 gold coins, dinars. Because then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his companion will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will cry, they will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this bala. It is mentioned about Ya'juj and Ma'juj that after they will kill so many people in the world, they will turn towards the sky. They will come to a mountain in Palestine and they will turn. They said, now we've got rid of the people in the world. Let us kill the people in the sky. So they will shoot the arrows towards the sky. And Allah will make it such that the arrows will come bloodstained, and Ya'juj and Ma'juj will think that now they killed the people in the sky. So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people will beg Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala will send an epidemic on Ya'juj and Ma'juj, some type of worm in the necks of Ya'juj and Ma'juj that will completely destroy them. Then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his companion will come down from Mount Tur, but when they come down, they will see that every piece of land and space, even a handspan space, will be filled with the corpse of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And their bodies will be stinking. A terrible, stenchy smell, odor will be emanating. So obviously, it's impossible to live there. So again, they will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will then send down some huge birds. So huge that the necks of these birds will be like a camel. And they will come and swoop down and take away all the corpse and throw him in such a place where Allah Ta'ala then wishes that these bodies and corpse may be discarded and dumped. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala will send down rain. Pure water will come down. He's mentioned that every home, whether in the desert or wherever in the city, every place will be washed clean and the entire land, the earth will become so clean like a mirror. Then Allah Ta'ala will tell the earth to grow its crops and its fruit. And there will be so much of barakat, unbelievable. To such an extent that one pomegranate will suffice a whole big large group of people as their food. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give these people shade and protection. So the shell or the cover of this pomegranate will be so huge that it will serve like an umbrella or a canopy for these people. And from one cow, there will be so much of milk that will suffice an entire clan. All this is just before Qiyamah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so after some ulama have written, after a period of 40 years, then Allah will send a very pleasant wind, a breeze. And this breeze will come under the armpits of all the believers and it will take away the soul of every believer. After that, the worst of people in the world will be living. Sharrun nas, shirarun nas. They will be so evil, they will indulge in haram, in filth, in shameless things, like how donkeys copulate. They don't have any haya, any shame, any modesty. Like that, these people will have sexual relationships in the open. And there will only be corruption then. So this is a story of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Many others have written various other things. But in essence, this was a story of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. And how this wall was built that time by Dhul Qarnayn. A few lessons we learned from this. The attitude of a believer is he always attributes whatever good that he has achieved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, هذا رحمة من ربي. It's not my doing, it is the mercy of my Rabb. He did not display any conceit. He acknowledged his own weakness. And also he offered solace, help, assistance, mercy to people who were in need. And this is a shan of a believer. That whether the person is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, if the man is in need, then we are expected to help him. And don't do things for getting something in return. The Quran talks about in, here in Taraweeh, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءَ وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want something in return. We don't even need you to thank us for it and show gratitude. But we have done it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we find that a woman who was a loose woman, a prostitute, but when sincerely she gave a thirsty dog water to drink, Allah forgave her. And in lieu of that, Allah gives her jannat. The converse, a so-called pious woman, a lot of salat and roza and sadaqat, but she did not give a cat food to eat. She didn't even let the cat eat from the insects of the earth. She tied it. She punished the cat. Because of that, Allah gives her Jahannam. May Allah save us. So a believer is such that he pours his heart out to those who are in need. He doesn't do it for show. He doesn't wait for any person to give him a pat on his back. May Allah give us that type of ikhlas and tawfiq. And of course, Dhulqarnain asked those people to assist him. He didn't take any remuneration, but he asked them to assist. And this is something we call ta'awun in Sharia. Ta'awun means to assist one another. And there's something I mentioned also yesterday. When Muslims help one another, then you will build your community. Then you'll build your society. Now everybody is just independently growing on his own and worried about his own concern. And therefore we find deen on the whole is suffering. Muslim communities are suffering. Why? Because there's no unity. There's no ta'awun. There's no support. We should be supporting the next person. Become a rafiq, as ulama say. Rafiq means companion. Don't become fariq. Don't become your own party. And then you're opposing one another. May Allah give us hidayat. So these were the trials that we discussed in Surah Kahf. What is the solution to all these problems? What is the solution to these trials? First one, aqidah, iman. We have to increase our iman. We have to understand our iman. What are the dictates of our iman? Strengthen our iman. And secondly, we should be doing righteous deeds, sincerely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Kahf starts with Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. Allah talks already in the beginning about iman, about following the Quran, following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah, sharia, and doing righteous deeds. وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا كَبِيرًا. So, أَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَاتِ. Right in the end, the last verse also, Allah talks about making فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Again, Allah ends the surah about doing a'mal as-salihah. So this is our solution. Iman and a'mal as-salihah. Inshallah, in some other occasion, we'll explain the benefits, the rewards of iman and a'mal as-salihah. Then we learned very importantly was staying in good company. Remember the dog of Surah Kahf? So staying in good company, this saves us from many, many evils. And if we've got a problem, also those problems also will be solved. Then we have to understand the reality of dunya. That person who had those two lush gardens, he forgot the reality of dunya, that dunya is going to come to an end. And he felt he'll live forever. He says, مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا. I don't ever think, believe that my orchard will ever be destroyed. And Allah destroyed it. So we must understand the reality of dunya. That is why Rasulullah mentioned that لَوْ كَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ مَا سَقَى كَافِرًا مِنْهَا شَرْبَةَ مَا. This dunya is totally insignificant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it had even that amount of importance and significance, equivalent to the wing of a mosquito, so minute, that amount only. If that amount of value Allah placed in dunya, then Allah would have only given the believers food and nourishment and water. Allah would not have given a disbeliever a sip of water to drink. Rasulullah is going with Sahaba, and they passed by a baby goat, a kid. Its body is lying, it's dead. Its carcass is lying there. It's carrion. It's smelling. The ears also are cut off, of very small. Rasulullah lifts it. Who's prepared to buy this from me for a dirham? Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, nobody will take it for free even. It's useless. Can't benefit us in any way. Rasulullah says, dunya is more ahwan. More insignificant in the eyes of Allah than this goat is to us. Allah has not placed any, attached any important dunya. Who created dunya? Allah created dunya. Allah created akhirat. Throughout the Quran, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ أَبَقَى. Akhirat is better. Akhirat is everlasting. Somebody mentioned dunya is like a house with two doors. You enter from one and you exit from the other. That is dunya. We are in a transit lounge. Rasulullah says, Mali wali dunya. What relationship, what ta'aluk do I have with dunya? Ma ana illa ka rakibin. I'm just like a rider. Istadhalla tahta shadaratin. He takes shade under a tree. ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَى. Then he departs. He leaves behind the tree. He doesn't carry the tree with him. Exactly like that we are in this dunya. Ah, yes, of course, ulama have explained. Rasulullah has explained that dunya require. You need to earn halal because there are necessities. You need to live. But those are all dharuriyat. That never becomes your maqsood in life. The maqsood is akhirat. You earn your dunya for your necessities and mainly to invest for the akhirat. And that is why throughout the Quran, Allah talks about the reality of dunya. There's a whole page in Surah Kahf where Allah talks about the parable of dunya, what it is. So any case, what is the lesson here? And that we should understand the reality of dunya. And we should always apply within us humility, tawadu. We find Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was humble before Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رَشْدًا. I want to learn, I want to seek knowledge. So he humbled himself. And Dhulqarnain showed sincerity. He didn't do things for show, name and fame. He did things sincerely. So these are some of the solutions that we must bring into ourselves. Ikhlas. Bring into ourselves humility. Understand the reality of dunya. Do righteous deeds, pious deeds and strengthen our iman. Inshallah, if we do that, then we will be safe from the clutches of Dajjal. Because Dajjal will claim divinity. He'll claim to be Ilah. So if a person's Iman is strong, and that is why the relationship I mentioned, Allah talks about Iman, Iman, Aqidah, Iman, to show us that Dajjal can never be Ilah. He can never be Allah. Dajjal will have authority and power, unbelievably. He will travel the world. That's why Allah mentioned about Dhulqarnain. So there'll be at the trial, where we'll see Dajjal doing some, performing some tricks and some magic. And then we have to be firm. Remember, all this is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's just a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never become beguiled with the monies we have, the possessions we have. So if a person who recites Surah Kahf, Allah will protect him from Dajjal. We must understand the meaning of Surah Kahf. We just very briefly touch just on a few, the four important incidents mentioned here. And I mentioned the essence of Surah Kahf, as mentioned by Maulana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi, is haq, truth versus batil, haq versus materialism. How Allah Ta'ala shows what is haq and how we should save ourselves from batil. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhir dawana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We'll make zikr inshallah and then dua. There's only one program today. There's no second program. Inshallah, those brothers, the youngsters, especially in i'tikaf, we have promised we'll have a program for them. So it will be a separate program for all those making i'tikaf. They have many questions, so inshallah, we will tell you what time we will have that program, inshallah. But for the rest of us, inshallah, we can make our individual ibadat and prepare for tomorrow. Our Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullahi Ali, I always remember this night, the night before the 27, he would always say, take rest. And of course, make your ibadat at home, your tahajjud, your tilawat. But take some rest so that tomorrow night you are prepared. It should not happen that tomorrow we are exhausted and the night goes, because it could be possible, like how in many times in the past, many times, the mashayikh, the experience was that 27th night happened to be Laylatul Qadr. I mentioned in detail, not necessarily, but it is highly possible, and therefore We find like on the 27th night, all the masajid are packed to capacity, and may Allah Ta'ala accept. Allah make it Laylul Qadr, Allah knows best. Whichever night is, we must seek for it, search for it, and Allah Ta'ala must bless us with it. But important point here is that we should take sufficient amount of rest so that we are prepared to stay the night awake, inshallah, in ibadah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم ارزقنا جنة الفردوس اللهم أدخلنا جنة الفردوس اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار ونعوذ بك من عذاب النار. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. يا الله we are weak my Allah. يا الله help us guide us my Allah. يا الله guide us be pleased with us my Allah. يا الله we don't have anybody else to guide us my Allah. يا الله we are begging you my Allah. Ramadan is coming to an end my Allah. يا الله before we know it will be end will be finished my Allah. يا الله help us my Allah guide us my Allah. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Ya Allah, give us afiyat. Ya Allah, give us afiyat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us salamati, my Allah. Give us peace, ya Allah. Give us happiness, my Allah. Give us tranquility, give us serenity, my Allah. Give us contentment of the heart, my Allah. Give us peace of mind, give us chain and sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is no sukoon in our lives, my Allah. Our hearts are in turmoil, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our wrongdoings, my Allah. The sins and vice that we are committing all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from that filth, my Allah. Remove us from this plight and condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be like those pious servants who you praise in the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be like those pious people who you have praised, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your awliya now, my Allah. Ya Allah, time is running out for us. Ramadan is coming to an end. Our lives are coming to an end. When moth will strike, we did not know, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we know it, the life in this dunya will be over for us, my Allah. Then it will just be qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen when we go into the qabr. The qabr will address us and say, from all the people in the world, I hated you the most. Now see how I shall entertain you. And the qabr will close up to the person when his ribs will crush. And he will scream and pythons and snakes. Ya Allah, we have read in the hadith, my Allah. It is so frightening, my Allah. The angel will come with hammers and smite the person, my Allah. Oh my Allah, the person will scream and yell, but there will be nobody to save him and protect him and help him. Let our condition be such that when we go into the qabr must say, from all the people in the world, I loved you the most. See how I shall entertain you. It will expand as far as this person can see. A window will be opened from Jannat, a breeze will come. Oh my Allah, you are so kind, so loving, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, now you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can compel you and force you, my Allah. But we will beg you, my Allah. We will beg you because we are beggars, my Allah. We are fuqara, my Allah. Allah, you can do as you please. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Everything is in your control. We belong to you, my Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. You created us. You put us into this world, my Allah, for a test, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are failing miserably, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass, my Allah. Make us pass with flying colors, my Allah, in examination of the dunya. A pupil who does well, he gets distinctions, he gets A's. How happy he becomes, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us A's for the akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us pass with excellent marks, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be punished for any sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Ramadan ends, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, we're begging you, my Allah. We are knocking at your door, my Allah. Open your doors now, my Allah. Your doors are so wide, my Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy is greater and more spacious and more vast than our sins. Inna rahmataka awsa'u min dhunubina. You have written on your arsh, Ya Allah, you have written in your arsh that inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. Ya Allah, that you have mentioned that your mercy surpasses, supersedes, it overpowers you and goes far beyond your anger. Ya Allah, do not send your anger upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from the azab of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing righteous deeds, pious deeds, my Allah. Make us become that wali now, my Allah. Give us your marifat, my Allah. Give us your qurb, my Allah. Give us your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we won't get these days of Ramadan again till next year, Ya Allah, if you give us life. Ya Allah, make us in many more Ramadan. Ya Allah, in a good condition with iman and sihat and taqwa and in a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, but Ramadan will come to an end, Ya Allah. And then we just see the ronak, the light, everything just disappearing, my Allah. Ya Allah, our masajid, everything becomes different, my Allah. Let it not happen this year, my Allah. Ya Allah, the same ronak that we enjoy now, my Allah. Spiritually, we feel so elevated, my Allah. Give us ikhlas, maqbooliyat. We enjoy listening to Quran, Ya Allah. We enjoy tarawih, long rakats, my Allah. Dhikr, bayan, tilawat, Ya Allah. Our heart is attached to the masjid, Ya Allah. After the month of Ramadan, keep it even more than this, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us just enjoy being in the masjid, my Allah. Make our mothers and sisters enjoying being on the musalla. Ya Allah, make us enjoy making your tasbih, taking your name, your dhikr, my Allah. Give us that bond and attachment with you, my Allah.
Yalla fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, and ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us enjoy following his sunnat, my Allah. Make one sunnat come into our lives. Make us have a good akhlaq, my Allah. Don't make us have filthy habits and practices and bad character, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murads, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Remove the difficulties of ummat of Rabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah. Jahan bhi log pareshan hai, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and healing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. My Allah, every day in Ramadan, we sing a janaza now, my Allah. They are lucky, my Allah, they have got Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest of stages in jannat. Give the family sabr jameel, the children they may be leaving behind, my Allah, and grandchildren, ya Allah, give them sabr jameel. Oh, my Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant it to us, my Allah, grant it to us, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the Shafa'at of Rasulullah SAW. The Hudi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat, ya Allah, without any Hisab Kitab. Protect all of us, my Allah, from the Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every begin small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, our brothers, especially, ya Allah, who are sitting here today, my Allah, right now, my Allah. They have raised their hands. And all those who are listening at home over the receiver, my Allah, over the streaming, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy for them. Shower your special mercies, my, upon them, my Allah. Fill their hearts with your noor, my Allah. Grant each and every one of them afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zat, the sweetness of iman, istiqamat, halal, tayyib, rosy, happiness in dunya, happiness in akhirat, your razamandi, your pleasure, my Allah. Give them barakat, my Allah. Protect them from the shar of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasr of the hasidin. If they got any debts, my Allah, remove the debts from their life, my Allah. Keep them prosperous, give them happy, give them tawfiq of doing good amal. Ya Allah, make each and every one of them your wali, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them your awliyai, kamilin, siddiqeen, my Allah. Make them true followers of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove all the difficulties and problems, my Allah. Forgive them completely, my Allah. Give them tawfiq of making tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. Give them, grant them iqalbi salim, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them iqalbi salim, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them qalbun naqiyu taqi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the pride and angry anger and jealousy and filth from their hearts, my Allah. Polish their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, inki diloku mujalla, musaffa, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, give them your qurb, my Allah. Make them feel that proximity, that nearness with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your anger strong around them all the time, my Allah. In front of them, behind them, from all sides, my Allah. Ya Allah, if any difficulty is coming, remove the difficulty, my Allah. If anybody wants to harm them, let that person harm them, my Allah. Make them, ya Allah, enjoy your qurb, my Allah. Ya Allah, if they are tested, ya Allah, grant them sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become pleased with every one of them. Fulfill all the jais murad, my Allah. Fulfill all the hajats and needs, my Allah. Make their children and progeny become the quratu ayun for them, my Allah. Make their children become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Those of them whose children are getting married, my Allah, you make it be easy for them, ya Allah. Grant them bliss and happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, ya Allah, to sort out the whatever expenses are there for the nikah, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's difficult, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you send the means, my Allah. There are so many young boys and young girls. Ya Allah, they want the means to get married, my Allah. They don't have the means, ya Allah. Provide the means for them. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are seated here, ya Allah, they've got no children, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them pious children, my Allah. Those of us who have children, my Allah, make our children, maybe, ya Allah, great, the most pious people, my Allah, in the world now, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, make them be in the jamaat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala. Make them be the flag bearers of deen, my Allah. Use them for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them ikhlas and sincerity, my Allah. Grant them humility, my Allah. Give them tawazu, my Allah. Protect them from conceit, my Allah. Protect them from arrogance and pride, my Allah. Protect all of us from zina and riba, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. Make it now, my Allah. Be the time of your decision of hidayat for us now. Ya Allah, make the fest of hidayat for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our lives, my Allah. Otherwise, we are like munafiqeen, hypocrites, my Allah. We are crying, we are shedding tears, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are promising things to you, my Allah, that we will change our life, my Allah. But we go back to the evil, my Allah. Then we are like hypocrites, my Allah. Give us tawfiq, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah.
grant us that courage, my Allah. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك يا الله. يا Allah, it is only you who can help us. هذا رحمة من ربي. آتنا من لدنك رحمة. يا وهاب يا وهاب. هب لنا من نعم الدنيا والآخرة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah, accept our Ramadan, accept our i'tikaf, especially my Allah, our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our shortcomings, my Allah, deficiencies, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.